And now we come in at Act 4 out of 5. So Chris has learned that this John Zack character who runs the syndicate that owns Whittakus is a bad guy. So she is confronting Pablo to see if he knows. And of course he does. And this is a nice way to make Chris active in the story, because it's kind of a story about Pablo and his past and, you know, how he deals with it. But Chris is the main character of the show, so it's nice that she can be involved in this and work with Pablo. And actually, the roles are sort of changed here, because in the first season, Pablo was always that sounding board to Chris and, you know, your past is your past and you can redeem yourself and, you know, I don't judge you. And so now she's saying those same things to him. So it's nice to have her be able to return the favor to Pablo. His big concern, of course, is that bad guys will come onto the ranch and make trouble for the Ritter family, which is the last thing he wants. Whether or not Zack will stay true with his promise remains to be seen. So now Chris knows everything, and he's trusting her, and ultimately what he wants her to do is just to work with the horse so they can get him up and running and get him out and move on and get back to Wildfire. But Chris is left concerned and worried. This was a great scene. This scene was originally in the club, and it got moved to the car, which works really well because it's a nice sort of variety here we get between the two of them. I didn't think that line would actually make it in, but it did, unless she's sleeping with one of the players. She hates vegetables. The whole Rebecca fascinated by criminology thing is a personal favorite of mine, because I am personally fascinated by criminology. The psychology of it and the social aspects of it, not the gore of it or any of the evil of it. Serial killers, and there's actually a line where Danny mentions the Zodiac Killer, and I wrote this episode shortly after coming back from a week in Hawaii where I laid in the sun and read a book about the Zodiac Killer. So that was sort of on my mind, and that was the one line in the entire script where Danny mentions the Zodiac Killer, the one line that I was hoping wouldn't get cut out. Anything else, you know, as close as you are to the material and as much as, you know, it's important to you, you realize that things get changed, things get dropped, things get cut, and that was the one line that I wanted to remain in, and I'm pleased to say that it did. This does not in any way condone the Zodiac Killer. It's just an interesting topic. Make it happen, he says. Soon. He's putting the pressure on. And of course, there's a little tension between Matt and Pablo, because Matt has shown himself to be a more than apt trainer, and he doesn't want to go work for Danny because of the complications it will bring about. So he's, you know, at home and doesn't really want to be second banana. This scene went back and forth as to who was going to suggest that they drink the champagne. It was never a question that they were going to drink it in the various drafts, but as to whose idea it was, I sort of ended up liking the idea of it being Pete's suggestion, but there was a time when I thought Gene might make a bold move and just say, hey, let's drink the champagne. But I think it works very well the way it came out. The chiropractor remained from the very first concept of this episode. Yeah, this is great. And this is going to be... She's on her way out, and he doesn't realize that yet, but she knows it. Right. She's putting the blame on Danny. Is she really going to Italy? Do we know? I'll never tell. Just have to wait and see. But she's not putting up with any of Davis's grief there. She obviously is in the power position because she just walked away with $500,000 of his money. So what does she care? This was a longer scene, more technical, and I think ultimately it wasn't necessary. There was a scene where we learned that the horse fell in the starting gate in a race, and it was a well-covered race, and that was originally what Chris was going to uncover on the internet. Instead of the John Zack bad guy stuff, she was going to learn history about Whittacus's fall, and it made more sense to just sort of move on and get right to the meat of the story, and it didn't really matter how he got the injury, he just did. I love those menus. I think those stripes are really groovy. He's stuck at Raintree. Matt was originally in this scene, and it seemed easier just to make it the three of them, to put the focus on mostly Danny and Rebecca and how they get along, and Junior's just sort of sitting there gritting his teeth hoping that it doesn't turn out heinous. Punked, I love that line. That's a reference to the Ashton Kutcher show, of course. You're crazy. You're a complete loser, I think, was the original line, and you're crazy. It's just as good. It's less of a mouthful. And I love her reaction here, Nicole's, Danny's. Because you don't know if she's going to fly off the handle and freak out, or... And ultimately she doesn't, and she just does that so well, and it's amazing. Originally there were two scenes in the restaurant like that, of them sort of trying to get to know each other and walking on eggshells, and it ended up getting condensed into the one scene, and then we simply have the follow-up scene, which we'll see in a minute here. She tells him about watching Todd do karate, and of course he's surprised because she's an overprotective mother when it comes to Todd, and doesn't like to put Todd in situations where he could get hurt, but of course she has to let go and let him live his own life at some point, and she's working on that. That's part of Jean's arc and part of her growth as a character. And of course, Nana is wonderful here, and so is Mr. Joe Lando. That is dirty. I can't believe they showed that. So now we come back, and here comes my favorite line about the Zodiac Killer. She's not giving away too much. She likes her, but she's not going to rave about her. So that worked out really well. Yeah, that's a big fat lie, because she does, because Danny is trouble. She doesn't like sharing her brother with other women. But, you know, she's growing too, and she approves of Rebecca, or so it seems. And of course, Jean is feeling terrible about what happened after the champagne. I think they drank another bottle of wine after the champagne. That was originally in the script, and... I think that was dropped at some point. Chris gets involved by her own choice. She has internal conflict here because she doesn't want Pablo to get hurt, but she also wants to do the right thing by the ranch. And the right thing by this horse, because she knows that that's important.